Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Nurture Training course. My name is Dan Chodimkov, if you don't know by now. And over this course, the focus will be on nurturing cold prospects, or in long term is how do we actually handle all the responses from the cold prospects that we're going to get. And yeah, there are some insights and tricks, which I'm pretty sure that I have to share it with you if you want to get a good response, because usually people think that, if I get the response, that's it, I have a client, and I wish if it was that easy. So the first question usually when we're looking on a framework level is that where do you need to start with the nurturing? And the most obvious is as you get a response, because if you saw that at the messages, is that we don't try to be a pitchy or salesy messages, but we just try to put conversation starters with the main goal of actually getting a response. So once you get the response, it's still nothing related about your product or your solution. It's just a response to conversation starters. And that means that from here, you need to start building the relationship. And by building the relationship is not that if they respond, well, now that you've responded, would you like to buy my services? No, it's actually start engaging with them and start talking. And there are a few things that I wanted to point out at this stage. You can use automation or you can do the manual outreach that you're doing to reach out to cold prospects. But the moment someone responds, you need to put yourself a different hat. So if you were using automation, you can still consider it as a one-to-many conversations. But the moment when someone responds, you can no longer do any assumptions. You are now one-to-one conversation. And I see it very times when people are like, well, people respond and now I'm guessing that they're having this kind of problem or they're guessing that kind of problem. Yes, the research and the guessing could work out on a more general, when a more conversation starters levels. But once you start getting a response, there are no more assumptions and you're a one-on-one conversation with a human being. And the other part that is really important is to try to differentiate between LinkedIn nurturing and email nurturing. You cannot expect the same response where on LinkedIn you have a chit-chatty like, yeah, how about this and what's going on with this, to get the same level of nurturing on email. Email should be a bit more focused to the point. However, when you're responding, you have to have in mind whether you're responding through LinkedIn chit-chat or you're more through email nurturing. In both cases, you need to continue with building of the relationship that you've just established. So at the end of the day, you need to know that this is now becoming a human-to-human conversation. You're not talking to a number, you're not talking to a profile, or you're not talking to a company. You're actually talking to a person on the other side of the computer who also have problems, issues, and they want to engage into conversations. So I've seen many times like this kind of nurturing can go south, like really bad, where you start inquiring them like, okay, what are your biggest problem? Okay, how many employees do you have? Okay, what do you want to achieve with this? That's not really a nurturing type. That's actually interrogation style where you just have a set of questions or a questionnaire and you cannot really build a relationship. I mean, we quite a lot use the sandwich approach where they're going to share some information regardless of the conversation starters. So we have to acknowledge that what they've said, introduce some new information toward the direction that we want to drive the conversation, and then finish with another question. And as they answer that question, we have to acknowledge that. And by acknowledge, it's not like, well, do you want black or white? Black. Well, I'm glad that you like black, but no, you have to share some insights from you. It's like, how are you currently finding leads? Well, it's really hard. And then I can respond, same to me. In my business, I'm also struggling with this and with that. So you're also adding some insights from your perspective, and that's what makes a conversation. You cannot just go to a conversation when it's one-way directional, where you're just collecting information, but you also need to be put yourself into the conversation as well. Now, the framework here is quite clear because I've drawn the framework quite a lot of times. And when we're talking about the funnel process, I mean, this is the funnel that we are discussing all the time. And at this level, if you remember, we have the messages. So at that point, let me take a different number. It's just conversation starters, and you should actually consider the funnel as a set of different layers that you need to pass. And with each layer that you're passing, you're actually moving the conversation to a more deeper level. So instead of considering it like that, have a look at it as a game. You have different messages at different stage. So at first stage, you're trying to pass an obstacle, and that is actually the response obstacle. You're trying with message 1, message 2, message 3, message 4. You're trying with different conversations, different alternations just to get a response. Because guess what? If you're getting a response, yeah, some leads will move quite fast into the funnel, to the bottom. However, well, someone will require a lot of chit-chatting. But chit-chatting without a goal, it doesn't work like that. So you actually get them to response. So hold the conversation here. Is related around problem obstacles. And when we're talking about problem obstacle, we are considering, well, yeah, if I'm selling lead generation through this chit chat, I'm trying to understand what they're currently doing in their B2B lead generation. Have they tried LinkedIn? Have they tried outreach? Are they purely ads oriented? So I'm trying to pass them to say, okay, maybe problem or an opportunity, but actually, maybe I do have a problem. And this could take months, this could take days, or this could take minutes. It really depends at what stage they are. But until you pass that, you cannot really go to the next chit-chat part, which is the solution obstacle. And the key question here is whether your type of solution can help them. And when I'm saying solution obstacle, it's like, yeah, I need more leads. I need to grow my business. But whether outreach is the right approach for me, or maybe I'm more of an ads guy, or maybe I want to have a different solution. So the chit chat here is to try to convince them or try to explain them that they could benefit a lot from your type of solution. And if you manage to do that as well, then we're moving to the last part where we're discussing about meeting obstacle. So that's the last obstacle, which at this stage, they are aware that you can help them. They are aware that your type of solution is the right one, just whether they want to come on a call, whether they feel that you're the right person to talk to. Now, you should have just on this framework, two additional layers that you have in mind. And one is that if they say no, 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 or no, it really means completely different at a different stage. If they say I'm not interested in the problem, or they're not interested on the engaging into conversations, means something completely different than meaning the no at the meeting obstacle. So we're going to go over each of them. And here is actually the marketing support, which is completely different on each level. We're going to go through each of them, but at the beginning, you're more curious and you're more general. At the meeting obstacle, you're more why they should work with you, and you'll be more focused on what's the right way and that you have the credibility and the social proof to work. So this is the high-level framework for this module, guys. I really hope that you're going to enjoy it, because I really love talking like, yeah, all the effort we did up to here to get the response, and now we need to focus on the relationship building. With the other courses, with the other lessons, we can actually cover each part of this separately. Have a great day, and see you in the next lesson.